Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Passenger 23 by Sebastian Fitzek. Published by Head of Zeus in English in 2021, today is all about murder, abuse, and cruise ships. Three people go missing off cruise ships on average each year, mainly suicides or accidents. Two of those people were Martin Schwartz's wife and his son, plunging to their deaths into the Atlantic Ocean. After an investigation, the coroner declared it was a murder-suicide, but Martin never believed his wife could do such a thing. 5 years later, the self-destructive Martin, an undercover detective taking on the most extreme cases, and also a police psychologist, is enticed onto a cruise ship, the Sultan of the Seas, by an eccentric writer who says she has information about his family. It appears that Martin's wife and son were only one of many parent-child disappearances on cruise ships, but the eccentric woman also has a new clue, Martin's son's teddy bear, and it was found in the hands of a girl who was presumed dead, the victim of another parent-child murder-suicide, but who appears to have been living somewhere inside the ship. The girl, traumatised and reluctant to speak, has now been hidden away by the cruise ship management in the bowels of the ship to recover. Martin, along with the ship's doctor, visit the girl, and she seems to know who Martin is. But she won't say who held her hostage or how she came to have his son's teddy bear. Passenger 23 is a brutal, dark and twisted thriller. This is not one for the faint-hearted or easily offended. The world of the book is filled with child abuse, extreme violence, corruption and rape. But despite the sometimes shocking content, I was drawn into the lawless life of the high seas. The isolated world of the cruise ship is a fascinating setting, with all the different types of people crammed together like a mini-city. Legal jurisdiction is also very blurry in the middle of the ocean, where there's no recourse except to ship management. This is the perfect place for thieves and murderers to hide, as either passengers or crew. Martin is verging on his own physical breakdown throughout the book, willing to do the most extreme things to find the truth without care for his own safety. The book also follows another mother-daughter set of passengers, who appear to be the next victims of the onboard killer, adding an extra element of tension as the reader waits for the killer to strike. As I mentioned, this is a very dark book, but the pacing is speedy and it has more twists than a roller coaster as the finger points from one character to another as the mastermind behind the disappearances. No one is telling the truth, not directly, and sometimes, through his own grief, even Martin is unwilling to see what's real. And no one is without guilt in one form or another. Everyone in Passenger 23 is very morally grey. And let me just say, I am not going to rush out and buy myself a ticket on a cruise ship. But if you like cruise ships, dark and gruesome crimes, suspense, twists, and main characters with a death wish, you might like Passenger 23 by Sebastian Fitzek. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.